Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 8th. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Following the earthquake in Turkey that has also affected Syria, the UC Riverside student group, Students Organized for Syria, is gathering funds. Raina Obaid is the president of the group and says that while her family has been spared, their neighbors have not been as fortunate.
They have neighbors who have lost their homes, and they're now either sleeping in their cars or they're basically on the street with no home to go to.
She says this is the coldest time of winter, and many people don't have heat and have limited supplies of fresh water. Her student group is teaming up with other Middle Eastern interest groups to fundraise on campus. If you would like to help, Obaid says that you can give to the same groups that she will be giving to, such as the Syrian American Medical Society and Islamic Relief USA. A California law prohibiting the drilling of new oil and gas wells within 3,200 feet of community areas has been put on hold due to a successful signature-gathering effort. CAP Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
The 2022 law was meant to keep communities safe from the negative health impacts of nearby wells. But almost immediately, oil and gas industry leaders launched a referendum effort aimed at repealing it. On Friday, the Secretary of State's office announced the effort had gathered enough signatures to qualify for the November 2024 ballot. The law is now on pause until that vote.
To me, what I hear is, keep putting your family in danger. To me, it's worth it. Keep carrying this burden. To me, it's worth it. And I don't think they'd ever put their children next to an oil and gas well.
That's Cesar Aguirre. He's the current county director for the Central California Environmental Justice Network. In his county, he says the concerns of residents about wells near schools and backyards have been dismissed for years.
And it's a pattern that I have seen here in Kern County and that has now leaked into the state arena for everyone to see.
He and other environmental advocates say Governor Gavin Newsom should act to keep these protections, even without the law in effect. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
The Los Angeles City Council has approved a relocation assistance ordinance for tenants who move out following a large rent increase. The vote was the last of six that the council took to advance renter protections. The ordinance requires landlords who raise rent by more than 10% to pay tenants three times the fair market rent amount for relocation assistance and about $1,400 in moving costs. Councilmember Nithya Raman says the package of renter protections will cover more than 400,000 households.
And I do believe that this package gets us closer to finding that balance, which will help us to build more new housing and keep existing tenants in their homes and free, or at least minimize some of the pressures that they've been facing over the past few years.
Council members John Lee and Tracy Park were the two no votes on the ordinance. Lee says that the policy will make it harder for landlords to operate in Los Angeles. The ordinance will become city law in 31 days. The fatal police shooting of a double amputee with a knife has raised questions about the officer's tactics. We asked some experts about the incident in Huntington Park, and LAS reporter LEU has the story.
Police say Anthony Lowe stabbed someone before they approached him. Video shows officers opened fire from about 6 feet away when he turned toward them and raised a knife. Seth Stutton teaches law at the University of South Carolina. He questions why the officers weren't farther away from Lowe and why they didn't use other tactics.
For example, did officers have riot shields in their car? If you're worried about someone throwing a knife at you,
Philip Stinson, who teaches criminal justice at Bowling Green State University, has a different view. He believes police were legally justified in using deadly force.
I think what struck me is that we have somebody that has a knife, and when the police respond, they know that he's already stabbed somebody. So it's a volatile situation.
The LA County Sheriff's Department is investigating the shooting. For LAist 89.3, I'm LEU.
California's first Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Day is today, and tribal leaders are calling on Governor Newsom Newsom to include $200 million in the state budget to address the issue. They're also asking lawmakers to approve a pair of bills, AB 44, which supports tribal children, and AB 273, which allows tribal police to enforce state law on reservations. Erica Pinto is chairwoman from the Humwul Indian Village in San Diego County. She says the legislation is important.
I ask you to hear our calls for justice and to take meaningful action to address this crisis by approving our budget requests to make sure we have the resources to do something meaningful and make a difference in the lives of these families.
California has the fifth largest caseload of missing and murdered indigenous people in the country. Gustavo Dudamel is leaving the Los Angeles Philharmonic. The orchestra's music director has announced that he will depart for the New York Philharmonic when his contract expires in 3 years. LAist's John Horn has more about the maestro's move.
That's Dudamel conducting the L.A. Philharmonic as it plays the Fifth Symphony by one of Dudamel's favorite composers, Gustav Mahler. Hired in 2007 to lead the orchestra when he was just 27 years old, the Venezuelan-born Dudamel transformed the L.A. Phil from a distinguished domestic symphony into a global powerhouse. He will leave the orchestra to head the New York Philharmonic at the end of the symphony season in 2026. Dudamel not only injected the L.A. Phil with youthful vigor, but also expanded the orchestra's reach into the community, especially in its work with younger players. For LAist 89.3, I'm John Horn.
LeBron James has just become the NBA's all-time highest scoring player with 38,388 points over his 20-year career. James surpassed former record holder Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at last night's Lakers home game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Abdul-Jabbar held the record for nearly 40 years and was there at Crypto.com Arena to witness the record-breaking moment. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass lit up City Hall in purple and gold to celebrate. We're looking at partly cloudy morning skies, clearing to plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 60s into the 70s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM.
All seven states on the Colorado River may have to cut back water, but not everyone agrees on how. From Coloradans who blame others for the crisis.
There continues to be a look upstream to solve a problem that we did not create.
To farmers who may lose their livelihoods.
We don't want to cut equal with everybody else.
Will they reach a deal in time? Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.